WFHF 567, monitoring.
Morning, Sam. WSHM 738.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Fine and dandy, and you, sir?
No complaints, my friend. No complaints.
Oh, thank God, because I'm not really the complaint department.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard all complaints were directed to you.
At me, not from me. I have a couple complaints.
So do I, but they're not worth mentioning.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyways, you made it to Super Bowl Sunday.
No, I'm waiting for NASCAR Sunday, next Sunday.
What's that, the Daytona 500?
Yeah, Indianapolis 500, Daytona 500, one of them.
Well, it can't be Indianapolis, it's still winter.
It's the Daytona 500, then, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, probably Daytona. All right, Sam, I got to get on the phone here a minute. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
WSHM 567, monitoring.
So I'm telling you, all the rules have changed in the world, man. I mean, you know, weed is legal. I don't smoke it, but you mean all the rules are changing. When you talk about the Daytona 500, did you hear about the rule that changed there, too?
What's that?
The Florida State Police are going to patrol the racetrack and pull over speeders and ticket them.
Sure.
All right. That's the only joke I got this morning. WSHM 738. I'll be back. All right, Sam, you still in there?
I'm here. WRWB 49, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I just woke up, so get my bearings straight here.
All right, yeah, I see they were playing Bob Marley yesterday.
Yep, they did that twice when Steve and I were coming off the ice. They were playing that.
Yep, they were also playing a computer voice reading off an address. So there you go, the they people.
Morning, Mike, WSHF 567, waving.
Good morning, Sam. Yeah, I have a hunch who that recorded, generated voice was. I think you do, too.
All being documented.
We know who's good for making computer generated voices.
Yeah, there were two of them in there yesterday, one with the music and then, one primary guy, and then there probably was a second one, but anyways.
Yeah, the one with the computer-generated voice, you could tell he was using HT.
That's three.
Yep, exactly. We'll just refer to them as a thug group.
Anyway, Yeah, it was packed out there. There was, I want to say, over 1,000 people were out there. You know, trucks were lined up for miles.
Yeah, it reminds me of that game back in the 70s, you know, with the white ice cubes that you put in a little square and wedge them in. Tap each one out with a little narrow-headed handle hammer. I think it was called Break the Ice.
By Milton Bradley. I had one as a kid growing up.
They still make it. My granddaughter's got one. I played it with her there a few months ago. About a year ago, maybe. I don't know, 8 months ago, something like that. Yeah, she had one of them games.
Man, that brings me back. 35 years. Yeah, I got one for Christmas 1 year from my aunt. And, yeah, we played that thing for a long time.
Sure, there's a lot of good toys back in the day in the 70s, early 70s. Ganip Ganop, you know, the old Battleship was around then. I can't even begin to remember all of them. Plus all the board games. You know, Monopoly, Sorry, Operation.
You sank my Battleship.
Yeah, I got a lot of those games still in the closet here. I got the very first Sorry that ever came out in the 50s. I got the first version. It's been passed down from, you know, generation to generation in the family, so. I mean, it's, right now, the integrity of the box don't look too pristine, but. Yeah, it's the original version.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff back in the day. And you got Super Bowl Sunday today.
Yes, we do. Better make sure my projection TV is ready for the game.
Yeah, so anyways, a lot of people out on the frozen ice yesterday.
Yeah, they were doing professional racing too. I mean, they had, you know, $1 million race trailers with a, you know, built-in sleeper cabin and a, you know, power inverter set up. And oh yeah, it wasn't just no amateur stuff. There was a lot of professionals out there.
Well, that's the problem. Actually, they don't get to do this too often because it's, you know, so many years, it's just not conducive to thick frozen ice.
No, it's not. And, yeah, this year they've been pretty lucky with the cold weather making all this ice.
I remember being out there when I had my Polaris Scrambler 500, I think it was around 2000, and it was pretty cold back then, so it was some pretty good ice. I was way out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there were people way out in the bay there. They were about, I'd say about a mile from the road. They were with vehicles too, you know, ice shanties and stuff.
So I'm sure there's a lot of ice fishermen out there for sure. But if they're getting any closer to finding who took that old lady.
You said they're getting closer?
Well, I think they are, but I gotta imagine they are getting closer. I didn't mean to really call her an old lady, but she's 84 years old, and she is somebody's mother, and I didn't mean it in a derogatory sense, but, Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah. I'm sure they are. You know, they were... I mean, it's got to be somebody she knew or someone close to her. They're going to find out that, you know, it could be a family member.
God, I hate to think that, but in this world, you never know.
Somebody doubled in there with you. It might have been Sam.
Go ahead, Sam. Is that you?
I was just trying to say, I don't think they're going to find her alive at this point.
I just don't know how these people think they're going to get away with it. Like in most cases in the world, the chance of you totally getting away is slim to none. You know, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, pretty much anymore in this day and age. I mean, you know, with all the home surveillance, the flock cameras, and then you got the street cams and the cameras on businesses. I mean, man, cell phone data. I mean,
Yeah, well, she lives in the foothills, Mike, so the houses are a little more spread out.
Yeah, that could be an issue. And I'm sure they don't have, flock cameras out in the desert. Or they might, you know. They've been putting them up everywhere randomly.
From what I gather, the security system had, you got to tape in the air. That's why they don't have any security footage.
Yeah, she didn't. It's a cloud-based service, and she didn't have a subscription. I know they keep trying to point it towards... They were trying to point it towards the son-in-law, but I guess it could be, but I'd hate to think that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to think that, but you never know. I mean, family members have been known to be greedy.
Oh, yeah. Money makes all the family members greedy.
Yeah, WSHM 738.
Yeah, WRWB 49.
WSHM 567.
Anyways, Mike, yeah, I was listening last night. I was watching TV, but I heard all the stupid stuff going on. Well aware.
Yeah, it never fails, right? Well, I'm going to take a standby here, guys, for a minute. Get ready to head out the door, so... This is WRWB 49. Will be standing by.
You have a good day, Mike.
Yep, do it to it. We'll catch you, Mike. Sam, WSHM 738, taking a break.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRUZ935.
WSKK864 monitoring. Radio check, WSKK864.
WSEG572, standing by. WSEG572, clear.
WSLI302, standing by.
Going on there, Steve. WRWB49.
Oh, not much. Not much at all yet. I don't know what's going on. My nephews were supposed to call me. We might head it back out there again for a little while today, but I have not heard from them, so they're probably still sleeping.
Go out there today. I'm coming home for lunch and then head back to work. And then I'll be done around like 7 o'clock or so.
Roger on that. Yeah, I'm going to try catching some of the game tonight, even though I really have no interest in either team. But I figured I'd watch a little bit of the Super Bowl game. I don't think that starts till what, 6:30, 6 o'clock?
No idea. You know, I don't really... I have no clue.
Yeah, 10-4. I'm not sure either.
One time for the Super Bowl, I went to my sister's, and of course, you know, when she bought her house, it in her pole barn, it came with this little 13-inch, you know, RCA XL100. You know, and she wanted me to get the TV and kind of all set up and everything in the converter box just so they could all play poker during the Super Bowl and watch the game on this little 13-inch color TV suspended from the ceiling. I'm like, oh, brother.
Ugh. Yeah, that's crazy. Give me a ball, oh my God.
How's it going? Yeah, well, when she got the house, you know, when her and her husband bought the house, it came with a outdoor TV antenna and a, you know, and that TV suspended, but they couldn't get the thing to work. I'm like, well, yeah, because it's got to be converted.
No kidding. Yeah, exactly. It's got to be converted. You're right.
Yep. So... Then there was the one year I watched the Super Bowl on my, I got one of those old, you know, 50-inch, you know, that has the screen and then that's attached to the unit, and then you open the door and it's got the mirror underneath with the three color guns.
Yeah, 10-4.
Talk about ancient stuff.
on lunch right now.
Oh, I got a phone call here, man. I'll talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
Sounds good. WSLI 302. Standing by.
WRUC 488, WRFK 359, Jack, you're out there on the radio.
This is WSCR 202, mobile monitoring.
No response on WRFK 35, no response on WRUC 488. WRFK 359. We'll be sent by and listening.
WSCR 202 monitoring. This is WSCR 202 on a handheld mobile monitoring.
WSJF 896, mobile.
WSIL 946, checking in and standing by.
WSHR 566 on the air and standing by.
WSFT 902. Is everybody ready? Sounds like it.
Well, I'm as ready as I'll ever be. I had to get with 202, text him. Don't know if he got the message or not.
Well, this is a remembrance of WSFZ 973. Dave passed away last Friday. Died of congestive heart failure. Kind of a shock to me. So a remembrance of him. I request a moment of silence. In remembrance of Dave, very good friend. You'll be missed, but never forgotten. WSFT 902. Anybody's got something to say, please speak now.
WSHR 566. Yeah, Dave was a good guy. He always had a conversation, and no matter what you needed, he would help you out with radios or anything. Never met Dave, but he was a real nice guy. WSHR 566.
Yeah, he kind of kept everything going here for a minute. First Jack was always the glue that kept this thing going, and, you know, everybody kept conversations going. And then Jack bounced up to Ham, and Dave kind of stepped in and kept everybody talking. And it's just not the same. It's, every time I turn this thing on, it's just quiet. So he is missed, but he will not be forgotten.
Yeah, never got a chance to meet Dave face to face, but I'm going to miss him. Miss him now.
Yeah, definitely roger that. Unfortunately, I talked with his sister, and I guess it was Dave's wishes. He didn't want no viewing or nothing going on. I guess this summer they're going to go up to a spot up north where Dave's parents, they spread some ashes up there. They're going to spread some ashes for him up there. I guess his sister and two other brothers and mom and dad are all spread out up there. There's a place up there. There's a little place where you pull over off the road, and it's a scenic spot, and not a lot of people know about it. I guess that's where they spread the ashes. So I guess that is the plan. It's supposed to be sometime this spring. So as far as that's as far as I know what's going on with that. And he did request that, you know, he didn't want no viewing or nothing. So I guess we have to go with that, I guess. So, but yeah, this is busting me up pretty good. He's definitely sorely missed.
Yeah, copy that. Well, on the good side, his pain and suffering is over with, at least in this world. WSIL 946.
Yeah, roger that, Ralph. He definitely ain't hurting no more. He was, the last few months here, I guess it was getting pretty bad for him. So, yeah, like you said, he's no longer suffering. But he's been fighting this for a while. So, again, I hope he finds his peace. So, WSFT 902, and I'm listening.
WSHR 566. Dave will be missed by the GMRS community. Love you, Dave. WSHR 566, clear in mind.
Thank you guys for this moment of silence. Do appreciate it. Hopefully help me get over this. WSHR 902, no clear.
Copy that, 902. If you need to talk to somebody or whatever, you know where I'm at, so. WSHR 566, clear.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
Yeah, Frank, anytime. You know where I'm at. You got my number. Thanks for putting up the little silence in the eulogy. Appreciate it by me, for sure. WSIL 946, I'm standing by.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph. I appreciate you guys. It's just something I felt I had to do, at least have a moment of silence, let everybody know what happened. So that way, if anybody asks, at least a couple people know what happened. He did, passed from congestive heart failure, and he was suffering for a long time. So hopefully he finds his peace. WSFT 902, and I'm clear.
WSJN 341 listening.
WRUZ 935, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, over, standing by.
WSCU 202, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257. I'm in mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, 202.
How you doing today, Ralph? Just sit here kicking around some old leather, man, over here. I got them looking for a couple little things.
Hey, copy that. Just looking into the Super Bowl stuff, looking at the odds here.
Yeah, I just turned the TV on, man, with that pregame stuff and all that, right? I'm going to take the Patriots, like I said the other day.
Well, the Seahawks, they're favored by 4.5, it looks like. So, that's not a real big spread, really.
Hey, did these two teams play not too long ago?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't really follow it, you know. I watch the Detroit teams. That's as far as I get with it.
Yeah, I don't watch it at all, neither, you know, except for the, you know, the Super Bowl, you know, the Stanley Cup, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, the World Series. But, yeah, I think they played some time ago already.
You gonna watch the Bad Bunny halftime show?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, big stink going on over that. I'll probably, Kid Rock's doing his halftime show on YouTube. I think you can find it. It's all against the I don't know what you
want to
call it.
Yeah, I said I was going to watch the halftime show. What's it going to be all about?
Well, the headliner in the halftime show is this Bad Bunny guy. I think he's Puerto Rican. Well, he's a U.S. citizen, but he does Puerto Rican music, and there's there's a big political stink going on now. So Kid Rock set up some entertainment that'll be going on during the halftime show to block this Bad Bunny guy. I think you can catch it on YouTube.
I think it's WHR566, I think. Ralph, I know your voice. What channel is Kid Rock going to be playing on? And for the other gentleman that you're talking to, it was 2015 when these people played in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I'm WSIL946, Ralph. Well, you got the Charlie Kirk channel, Turning Point USA YouTube channel is supposed to be having the Kid Rock halftime gig going.
Thank you. WSU 202, Scott. Thank you for that info about the 2015.
I'm Kevin's wife. I can't remember his call sign, but I think it's WHR566, I think. But, yeah, thanks for that information. I appreciate it, Ralph.
Yep, you got it. Good talking to you, Kevin's wife. You can always, I guess they have the puppy bowl also. I've never tuned into that, but that's going on too, I guess, for people that don't want to watch football.
Oh yeah, we're watching the puppy bowl now. We had to put the dog outside because my dog watches TV.
Yeah, I understand, Pooch might get a little excited watching all them dogs on the television. They can see it. They can hear it.
Yeah, he gets a little loud. He likes it.
Yeah, well, it was Kevin and myself and Frank 902. I think that's the three of us, we had a little Dave, Frank did a little moment of silence, we had a couple things to say. It's kind of nice of him, real good guys, man.
Well, I think I'm supposed to do WHR566, clear and monitoring, so that's what I'll say, but thanks, Ralph, for the information, I appreciate it.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's supposed to be YouTube Turning Point USA channel is where it's supposed to be. Good talking to you, WSIL946. What else is going on there, 202? No, copy 202, WSIL 946, I'm standing by.
WRVJ 258, listening.
WSIL 946. Hey, Scott, you still in there? 202, you in there?
WSU 202, go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, where'd you go? We were talking a little bit ago. I want to get back with you, and he was gone, sir. So, just my daughter's supposed to stop by here. She got a party to go, a Super Bowl party to go to on this side of town. I'm here waiting on her to get her little butt over here.
You and Ralph, or you and Kevin's wife got to talking, so I skated out and was checking out that Bad Bunny Kid Rock thing, Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Am I right? It's going to be on the Turning Point channel on YouTube?
Yes, sir, 100% correct. But I don't know, I might not go there. They say that this guy's got a vest on it. They might take a pop shot at him, so I might want to watch that instead. I don't know.
Well, he's Puerto Rican, but he's a U.S. citizen, but he sings in Spanish, I guess it's Spanish, you know, his music. That's just his gig, you know, and a lot of people up in arms about it and all, you know, I don't know. Hey, I got a call. Scott, you still in there, 202 WSIO, 946 here. WSIO, 946, standing by.
WSCU 202. We'll try it again, right?
Hey, there he is. What's up, bro?
That time I went in there and turned on that Turning Point, was listening to some of that BS, right?
I don't know what they're all about. Well, I know what they're all about, but I don't get too deep into this. In the political stuff myself, I think it's all this way.
Yeah, it's a bunch of political childness, I think, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, well, I'll probably tune into that, but I'll still have my little TV going here on the halftime show, the regular, the NFL.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do like you said. Yeah, my 85-inch will have the regular NFL game, and then probably on my phone I'll flick over to that one, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. But it'll be on my little 24-inch sitting in the kitchen here.
That's a nice little setup you got there, minus the chair, Raji.
Well, you know, hey, it works for me, you know. I got to have my laptop in front of me at all times, pretty much, you know, and it's just better for me. You know my situation, so, yeah, this is a little better.
Yeah, I know you are, man. Keep it all in one spot, right? Got the window, the TV, the radio, heck. What more could you ask for?
Yep. I blew the blind out here in the kitchen here, this little window. It's, you know, to raise it up and down, there's no cords. You just grab the bottom and put it where you want it. It stays there. Well, the one side gave out on me. So, I gotta order up a new one. So it looks like hell, you know, hanging all sideways if I want to open the window, get a little air. The blind don't look too good, but I don't give a dang.
It'd be like in houses in Detroit where their three or four louvers are broke on the side right from people peeking out.
Yeah, and they got a hoopty sitting in the driveway with three spare donut tires and bolts to it.
Hey, you know, I've seen a couple of cars like that going down the road doing 70 miles an hour with them little tires on there.
I've seen worse than that. Well, I was working in Dearborn, so I had to deal with 94 every day. And a couple of donut tires doing 80 down the fast lane and cut across everybody and hit an exit. They're not going to make it through the life, man.
Yeah, you know it, man. Yeah. Some people, you don't know how they made it this far in life. Hey, did you ever come across that rolling machine?
No, I haven't looked again. I got like one more, couple more little spots it might be. I'll find it though.
Hey, roger that. All right, man, I'm going to get back up and go in the other room, man. I can hear the radios going from in there, so I'll talk at you later, Ralph. WSEU 202, clear.
All right, Scott. Yeah. Well, give me a holler. I'll be hanging out here. Well, I don't know. Super Bowl gets in contact. I might shut the radio off for a bit, but I'll be around. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WSLI 302, standing by. No copy, Mike.
WSAL 946. It's 202, are you in there?
Yeah, Ralph, I'm getting ready to switch it to that Kid Rock turning point here in 20 seconds.
Yeah, copy that.
I appreciate it. Two 9 4 6.